I believe community is the umbilical cord to our existence. It is where all that we need for a nurtured life rests. Staying connected to a community that keeps you strengthened through this thing we call life is essential. Your journey to finish strong starts now. Welcome to Finishing Strong with Erica Strong. I am Erica Strong. Hello, my strong finishers. Let's talk about what is the true answer to winning. What is it that we need that will create winning every time? Consistency. Consistency always wins. So that's our topic for today. Like, consistency always wins. Why do I say that? Because as an author of a book, one of the main questions that I get all the time is, how did you do it? Like, oh my goodness, Erica, you have, you know, you're running a business, you're raising children, you have several projects going on. How in the world did you find time to sit down and write a book? Well, this is always my advice. And this bit of advice, I promise you, will stretch across the board to everything, every goal, anything you have in mind. Consistency wins all the time. So I knew I wanted to, my goal was to finish this book. My goal was to be a published author. Usually when somebody decides that they want to write a book, they decide, okay, I'm writing a book. And they sit down with their computer or their tablet or their journal and they go chapter one, once upon a time. And they think that in that sitting that they are supposed to sit from chapter one to chapter whatever and write it out. And if they can't sit down and do it that way, they feel defeated. They feel like it's not going to work. They feel like it's just too long of a process. I'll never get it done because I still have to live. I still have to work. I still have responsibilities. How am I supposed to make this happen? This is such a big project. I can't do it. Now you take that project and you just relate that to anything in your life that is a major goal for you, but you have decided like that is a lot of work. What am I supposed to do? And how am I going to do it with the responsibilities that I have in life? Okay, Erica, I can't stop working and sit in a cocoon and just write all day as much as I would love to. I still in 24 hours have other responsibilities. So I always, my suggestion is always taking that big giant mountain of like the goal is the book. That is the grandiose idea. And you see it as a big mountain that cannot be tackled. Like, I can't climb that mountain. Well, I'm not asking you to climb the mountain. I'm not asking you to sit down and conquer the big goal at one time. I'm asking you to take one pebble from that mountain and put it in your pile. And then the next day, take another pebble and put it in your pile. And then the next day, another pebble and you put it in your pile. Here was my pebble. My pebble was, okay, Erica, this was my self-talk. You want to be a published author. And the only way that you can do that is you have to submit yourself to time to write. And if you cannot commit and submit yourself for time to write, you don't deserve to be an author. I didn't wait for somebody else to tell me that. I told that to myself. And I decided if in 24 hours, I can't give myself 30 minutes to write, I don't deserve to be an author. Let me tell you how that happened. So 30 minutes is a pebble from that big mountain. And you go, I will never get finished writing a book and with 30 minutes a day. Here's how consistency wins. If I give myself 30 minutes every day committed, no matter what's happening, what's going on, what holidays, whatever, if I give myself 30 minutes, I will be able to contribute so much to my book. But here's the tricky thing that happened. Because I committed and submitted myself to sitting down for 30 minutes, I will sit down in my 30 minutes and I'll start writing. Or I'll start studying for something that I want to write about or take notes. Like I do something that would kind of give me what I need for my book, or I have what I need to go ahead and start writing. So when I would sit down to write it, I start off with, here's my 30 minutes. And a lot of times, 3 hours later, I'm in that spot because the juices are going, the words are flowing, and I am writing my book. So although I committed to 30 minutes because I'll put myself in that space, here I am 3 hours later and I really got some good chunking in. So that's almost like taking that pebble and then grabbing a whole handful and putting it in a pile at one time. Now, every day I wasn't granted with the whole 3 hours. Sometimes it could just be that 30 minutes. Sometimes it was an hour. Sometimes it was like it was a 30 minutes and I come back and I have more. So like, but just always committing to that 30 minutes, it always gave me something like a small goal to start with. So with anything, the reason that you win with consistency is because I am completely just committed to chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. And one of the rules that I had for myself as I was writing my books was when I didn't have something to say or something of value to really contribute, I wasn't going to sit and try to force words to fit. I wasn't going to try to stretch out a thought just for more of a word count because I wanted every word to be on purpose and with intention to heal, to help people to see that light bulb that I found, to help to grow this element of wisdom that I am trying to give to the world. I did not want to fill it with empty words. So that was another rule that I gave myself. When those words stop and I find myself fishing, I stop. I stop and I let it go. And I'm happy that I had that 30 minutes, 2 hours, 3 hours, whatever time that was, but I don't push it. And then even in that moment, let's just say you start off at your 30 minutes and you don't have anything to write. Well, whatever subject matter you're writing on, read somebody else that wrote on that subject matter, because then it'll help your juices to flow. Or you go and research some of that subject matter so that you can have like facts that you can put with your stuff. Or one of the things that helped me the most is when I tell stories, because people always like they love the information, they love the facts, but they connect more with the story. Now, I know I'm talking about from a perspective of writing a book, but this perspective can go across the board. If your goal is to lose weight, like I want to, once and for all, I want to be healthy. I don't have to be supermodel size, but I want to be healthy for my weight. I am tired of going to the doctor and a doctor telling me that for my height, I am obese. My doctor telling me that if I just lose weight, I wouldn't have to take blood pressure medicine. If I just lose weight, I wouldn't have a pre-diagnosis of diabetes. Whatever that is, I want to lose weight, but it's so hard. Erica, I work. I have children. I have a family. I have a life. I don't have time to go to the gym. Okay. But you want to have a full life for your children, your family, and all the responsibilities that you're running for. So if I can just take 30 minutes out of my day to do something for my health, I'm doing it. So if that's 30 minutes on a treadmill, I'm doing it. If that's 30 minutes squat in place, I'm doing it. If that's 30 minutes jumping jacks, whatever that is or whatever combination of that is, do something for 30 minutes. And then as soon as you start feeling like you have accomplished something, you're going to want to do more and do more and do more. And let's just say that workout just did not come today. My first meal, my second meal, my third meal, I'm going to do it with conscious and intention that I am not going to pile on what caused the problem. I'm going to be conscious about what I eat. So in my 30 minutes of physical exercise, I'm also being conscious of what I'm eating. So you can see how being consistent with even little things like that will start to create a change in your body. Consistency wins all the time. As I was writing my book, one of the things I also learned is that if I'm going to be consistent, I cannot have everything in one big mountain and say, this is my book. I did an outline, I created my chapters, and I created a folder for each chapter. So whenever I had a thought about anything in each chapter, no matter what it was, I could go to that chapter and write about it. And as soon as my thoughts was over with that chapter, I'll go to another chapter and I'll write about that. I didn't feel like I was writing from chapter 1 to chapter 12. It frees you up and it gives you a little bit more of confidence in what you're doing. Can you also see how consistency can build confidence? Like I would have never thought that I could have been at the end of that book holding that baby in my hand. Like I did it if I didn't have the confidence to see this is possible. And I promise you, as I have been going through this consistency wins all the time attitude, I am seeing some major things in my life really happen because I'm completely committed, one. And when you're committed to it, you're able to be consistent. So whatever that goal is, you got to first find your space of commitment. Why am I doing this? Why does it matter that much to me? Because when you come up with the why does it matter that much to you, or why is it so important for other people to hear this, see this, or know this, then that's where your consistency comes in. When I initially started Finishing Strong with Erica Strong, my Finishing Strong group on Facebook, I initially started it with just me blogging and doing affirmations. And affirmations was one of the big things for Finishing Strong. I started learning how to write my own affirmations, how to affirm myself. And as I was learning how to affirm myself, I was teaching other people to affirm themselves. But it wasn't until like I was already consistent because it was helping me. But when other people started writing in about how much it helped them and how much they, you know, they needed that and like what the inspiration that it was for them, it made me even more hungry and consistent because now I wasn't just doing it to help myself. I was really doing it and helping other people. So just understanding that whole concept that consistency wins, we typically see the big goal and we think we're going to run full force and go straight to the goal. It's the little pebbles. It's the little things that makes that big mountain. So as you tackle that pebble by pebble by pebble by pebble, and sometimes it's not just one pebble, it's a whole hand scoop because you have committed to that little bit of time, but now you've given it all this extra time. It starts to pile up really quickly and it creates a momentum. Consistency creates a momentum, and that momentum gets you on this whole cycle, this ride that, wait a minute, this is working, this is going, I'm seeing progress, I'm seeing a difference, I'm making a difference, and there you go. You are on the other side of winning. Even a financial advisor will tell you, consistency is what builds wealth. I don't have it, Erica. I'm working paycheck to paycheck. How am I going to build wealth? Because in that building wealth, you have $5 that you probably spend on a Starbucks. You have $40 that you probably spend on getting your nails done. You have spaces that you can take that little bit and you can start saving. And a lot of times we underestimate the $5, the $40, the $50, the $30, whatever it is, the dollar. Start saving something and put it in an account that it's not your go-to for emergencies. It's like a way, I can't touch it, but it's a consistent amount of deposit. So let's just say you start off, I'm just going to do $5 a week. And you set it up where your account automatically drafts $5 out and you just don't touch it. And you see how it builds. And let me give you a story because, you know, I'm always good with giving you my own stuff. So there's this app, it's called Digit. D-I-G-I-T, Digit. Digit is a way that you can save your money without ever touching it. And it does this algorithm through your bank account. And so it sees what you can save. Sometimes it's like 25 cents. Sometimes it's $1.25. Sometimes it's $25.25. Whatever that is, it does the algorithm and it saves for you. And I thought, you know, what would it hurt? I don't have to physically do anything. It's watching my spending and watching what I have, and it just kind of saves the money for me. So I put that in place, connected it to my bank account, and I just let it do its thing. So I would see, you know, my bank account say debit $15, debit $5, debit $3, debit $4. It was always a different amount that debited out. So I just set it up and I let it happen. a whole year passed by. I never really even thought about it because I didn't have to see it, but it consistently took out little by little money that I didn't even miss. And it never will take money out if you don't have it to spare, because it does this algorithm for your spending. So it knows when you have debits coming out. It knows when you typically pay your bills and how much you usually pay it. So it would never take out money that would cause your account to be overdrawn or anything. So, and I love that because it means that it became in sync with what I was doing, but just still little by little consistently saved money for me. So one day, I think about a year went by, and I thought, like, oh, wow, I had got a notification that some money had come out. I was like, you know, I never even checked that account. Let me check that account. And in 1 year, this little bit of money that I never noticed was coming out was over $1,500 in a year. So I thought, how amazing it is to be able to save and not even feel it. So if I wanted to double my savings, I can increase the amount that I want to contribute. Like I can go in and say, you know what, add this amount to the account, but then it's still going to take its own small increments. But with all of that, I'm saying it literally saved me $1,500 that I would have never thought about saving, never thought about putting away, because I would have thought $2 is nothing, $3 is nothing, $5 is nothing, 25 cents is nothing. Whatever that increment was, you don't think that you have enough to start creating wealth, but you really do. Again, consistency is the key to winning everything. And I think if I can say that enough times and you really get it, you will honestly understand that there is nothing that is out of your reach. You have to be committed to be consistent. And when you find those two, committed and consistency, you'll see that whatever your goal is not that hard or that far out of your reach. This is something that literally has taken me through every aspect of my life. And when you can associate this to every aspect in your life, you'll really start seeing, like, what have I been doing? I have been wasting my most valuable resource, and that's my time and my consistency. If I can just put those two things together and be consistent with my time, and, like, you know, you always hear people talk about time management. This is true. This is so true. We all have 24 hours in a day. And if you have people in the 1-2% that are, like, so affluent and is doing well, what makes them any different than you? That we all have the same amount of time. Now, granted, everybody's time is allotted differently, but if you manage it well and be consistent with your decisions, winning is going to be your result. As easy as this sounds, it's usually one of the toughest things for people to grasp, take a hold of, and just run with it, because we feel a safety behind our excuses. We find comfort behind the reasons why we can't do it. We find that space where we're not held accountable to it because, well, you know, I have children, so I can't do it. Well, you know, it's no way I don't have time to go to the gym. I'm not rich. I don't have a nanny to keep my kids all day. Like, we find reasons to hide behind why we can't accomplish things, but really, you have no reason. So I'm pulling the covers back, honey. There's no more excuses, because in everything that you want to accomplish, if consistency is your key, you will win. And win big. Winning big is really like that goal in life. And winning big has nothing to do with your bank account. Winning big has nothing to do with who did it for you, who helped you, who brought you along. That was one of the biggest things that I learned in my journey to everything that I'm doing, because I'm also in media and production and all of that stuff. And so many times there were opportunities that were afforded to me that if the person or persons would have done exactly what we said or what was promised or what I assumed they would do, then my brand and the things that I was doing could have exploded overnight. And when I saw that that didn't happen, instead of me allowing myself to find some space in offense, some space in, you know, they didn't do it for me and how could they not? And, you know, instead of me finding this space in this defeated area of like, he or she didn't do it, so now I can't win. Oh, no. I had to understand that, number one, God is my source. That's one. That's first and foremost. So if somebody does something to help you get to the next level, great. They will reap what they have sown. If somebody blocked you from getting to the next level, great. They will reap what they have sown. Either way, it is out of your hands because they are not responsible for you. They are not responsible for your success, for your win. And when you put your success and your win in your own lap, the excuses are gone. Yeah, they didn't do exactly what they said they was going to do. Yeah, I didn't get the support from my family. Yeah, I didn't get whatever that I didn't get is, cancel it. Put it to the side because that has nothing to do with your success. Your commitment to consistency is all that it takes to your success in anything, whether you have that helping hand up or not. You go and talk to some of the most successful people, and I can promise you those conversations would sound a lot like this. I did it on my own with by the grace of God. I didn't have anybody to just usher me through the door and make it work for me. My success came from my commitment and my consistency. I can promise you that will be their conversation. My success came through my commitment and my consistency. I remember hearing Oprah say one time before, yeah, you see me sitting here today, or you see somebody, you know, with the glistening lights and the accolades and the fame and the, you know, all the popularity, but that took millions and millions of minutes, thousands and thousands of hours to get them to where they are, pebble by pebble, little by little, consistency, and then you see the bright shining lights. But when you take that route to do a pebble by pebble and consistency, you'll see something amazing unfold. The thing that unfolds is the gift that no one can give you. And that's the gift of wisdom. First-hand knowledge, wisdom that you gained on your own through experience. That pebble by pebble by pebble, it showed you how to stack it, how to move it, how to position it, how to anchor it, how to create the foundation, how to make it rise as high as you want it because you were in control of its growth. That's what wisdom does. Wisdom gives you this sturdy foundational space that nobody can come and rock that space because you know that you know that you know not only that you deserve to be there, but you earned that space. And you earned that space to be able to help yourself, help your family, help your community, and help the world. Wherever your passion lies. So when you stick with whatever it is that you're doing and you're so consistent with it, it always wins. How many times have I said that in this segment already? So you pretty much know that I am passionate about the importance of consistency. Because wisdom that I have gained through my consistently just going through it and going through it, it really showed me so many things in myself. Because even with hoping and wishing and wanting somebody would come and take my hand and pull me up, although that will be great, it showed me that even though it didn't happen, I can still love, I can still forgive, I can still have relationships, and I can still move forward. I don't have to be guarded. I don't have to be cynical about nobody wants to help. Nobody's doing this. Nobody's doing that. Blah, 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 blah. I got that out of my vocabulary. And in my vocabulary, I replace it with whoever God brings in my path. If they are in my path to help, to bless, because the blessings that comes from God is not pouring down out of the sky. We are God's hand on earth. We are the blessing for somebody else consistently. So God's hand on earth is you, and it's me, and it's you, and it's me. So if me as God's hand show up in somebody's life knowing that I'm in a position to help and to bless and I don't, then I am the one that's going to reap what I have not pretty much sown. You reap what you sow, with meaning, even if I don't do it, I'm going to have to pay for that because I showed up, I am God's hand, and I did not do it to help somebody else. So when I realized that aspect for myself and for anybody else, I cannot hold anybody accountable to their obedience. So if you don't do it, if you don't help me or don't help someone else, then I have the optimistic idea that then he's going to send somebody else. And then if they don't do it, he's going to send somebody else. And if they don't do it, so he's going to send somebody else. But at the end of the day, what I set out to do is going to be accomplished because I'm committed and I'm consistent and I'm not holding any person accountable to my success or my failure. I think this is a topic that people that are striving for specific goals need to hear. Because when somebody doesn't help you the way that you think that they should, a lot of times you stop. Why? Why are you stopping? That wasn't their goal. That wasn't their dream. They don't have to be committed to it. When you have a commitment to something that even when it's not working, you're still going to persist, I promise you the prize is on the other side. When you persist through the dark, when you persist through it doesn't look like it's going to happen, when you persist through nobody's there, nobody's helping me, nobody's guiding me, nobody's showing me how to do it. When you persist through that, not only do you gain the wisdom, but you get the reward. I realized that with writing my book. When I was writing my book, I asked everybody that I thought that could help me with the process of writing my book. Funny enough, though, even authors couldn't help me with the process of writing my book and getting it published. So I stopped whining about nobody helping me. And this is what I did. I stopped pointing the finger. I stopped looking for who to place the blame on because nobody's helping me. And I started doing my own research. I went to YouTube University and I Googled everything. I went to the library on how do you publish? How do you get this? I literally went step by step and I weeded out every avenue. Nah, I don't want to do this and I don't want to do that and I would do this. Like, it gave me an opportunity to learn that industry and see what would work for me and for my brand, because everybody's brand doesn't operate the same. So I had to really narrow that whole search down to what works for me and my brand. And when I found that out, I was able to walk through those steps. But now on the other end of it, remember I was talking about the wisdom that you gain. On the other end of it, I vowed through that process, if anybody ever asks me how to write a book, I will give them from A to Z of what I did, what I used, who I used, how I used them, how much I paid, because now I have the wisdom to do it. And in that, I have had 3 authors that has been published since then because of me guiding them through the process, me helping them to understand it's not as hard as they think, me giving them that coaching and that push that you can do it, be consistent. Everything that I use to gain that wisdom is what I gave back in return. So I am living proof that consistency will win all the time. And remember, I told you guys that I started working on through Finishing Strong through my ability to write affirmations for myself. So from now on, we will be ending each episode with an affirmation. And the affirmation starts with repeat after me. And it ends with now believe it and know it. So repeat after me. I am persistent and consistent. I am consistent and patient. I am persistent and focused. I am consistent with love. Consistency is my powerful and confident way of moving forward to reach my goal and experiencing joy in the journey. No frustration, no doubt, and no lack will cause me to lose my consistency. I will win if I faint not. My mind is made up to succeed, to conquer, and to overcome. If God is for me, who can be against me? I was made to be victorious. Now believe it and know it. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Finishing Strong with Erica Strong. Make sure you take with you the importance of consistency wins. And like always, let's finish strong together.